Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special course for Armin Rami and Razi Sheyuchyu. We're going to be learning B'Siyata Dishmaya from the Pinkasim, from the notebooks of Marna Rav Zitzal. This is Pinkasi Araya, Beis, Amad Kuf Peites, and based on the explanation of the Sefer Lemunis Itenu. And this year should be a special schus for Arvin Roni Mimarasi, the schus for Shumi Yamnitish Narachalea, the refuah Tzvi Ben Yittel, the schus for Rabbi Yosef Ezra Ben Esther, the schus for Rabbi Eitan Feldman, the schus for Aaron Yisrael Ben Ramosha Mordechai, writes the Rav, HaChayim HaMitchadshim Be'eretz Yisrael Mivim Otanu Lechadesh Et HaHigayon Ve'et HaMachshava Shelanu. The renewed life in Eretz Yisrael brings us to renew our logic and our thoughts. הצורה המיוחדת לחידוש זה צריך שתורגש בכל המקצועות כולם. This new, we're coming into Eretz Yisrael, and there has to be a chidush, and this chidush has to be felt in our thoughts, in all areas, בין בהלכה, בין באגדה, בין בכל ערכי המדע והמוסר, בין בתפיסת החיים והשקפת העולם. So it has to be felt in all areas, whether it's halacha, agada, Mada, Musar, all areas of knowledge, understanding, Musar, Tfisas Chayim, Ashkafas Olam, the way we perceive life. What is the Chiddush? Hatochen HaKlali Shel Chiddush Zeh Tzarich Sheyeh Bisus Kol HaRuchaniyut Kula Al Yisod HaChayim HaKlaliim Shel HaUmah. The general nature of this Chiddush has to be the basing of all spirituality on the foundation of the general life of the nation. And the basing, ubisus kol chaye oma al yisod haruchani al yon shela. In other words, we have to base all these chidushim on the fact that we have this common life of the whole nation in Eretz Yisrael. And the basing of the life of the nation, all of this life of Am Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael, on the highest spiritual foundation that it has. V'atama gemura shel chayei chayim chayei kodesh. And there has to be a complete consistency between the physical, material life and the holy life. Gashmius and Ruchnius. So in this pinkas, in this notebook, the Rav's writing to himself ideas to remind himself what's the avoda Ruchnius that's required for this generation. And therefore, this sefer doesn't have the poetic, spiritual ruach hakodesh tikalashon of the oros of the sefer oros, oros and shmona kvatzim. But rather, it's more less poetic and more concrete and practical. In the sefer orot, the Rav presented very high, elevated ideas, very deep, very sublime. And here, he brings them down halacha lemaisa. Like the Rav writes in Igros HaRa'aya, in Chelek Aleph, page Kuf Peites, Yadati ki lemichya shlachani Hashem al admat kodesh. I know that Hashem sent me for lemichya, to give spiritual sustenance, like Yosef HaTzadik. V'arini yinni omed batavech baruch Hashem, the Rav writes in the Kuf Pei Dalet in letter Kuf Pei Dalet page Reish Mem. Ve'ani hineni omed batavech ubaruch Hashem asher asa li et hanefesh hazot sheruach v'neshama chaya u'margeshet et kol hatznuot v'hazazuim ashenim mikol tziraihem v'chevlaihem b'kirba aval gam mikol tokef oz chayehem v'emunat yish'am v'hadvarim kulam pogshim b'pgisha muchashit v'ani mochach letaper b'hem b'fual v'maaseh v'lizbol et kol ha'mashberim v'shal hazraimim v'shamim v'si d'chiam. He says, I'm in the middle, Baruch Hashem, that I have this spirit that feels all of the movements and all of the birth pangs, but also all of the power. I feel it all, and I have to take care of it. I have to make sure that in Eretz Yisrael things get moving. So what is this, what are we dealing with here? We're dealing with, first of all, Bisus kol ruchaniyut kula yesod ha'chaim ha'klaliim shel ha'uma. We have to establish all of our ruchnius on the general life of Am Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael. HaTorah achshav tzicha letkalot be'or chadash. Like the Rav writes in Oras HaTorah, kol mashu shagur biyachas shel Torah chutz la'aretz b'muvan prati, oleo be'erich Torah Eretz Yisrael b'muvan klalin. Chutz la'aretz is prati yistik HaTorah. In Eretz Yisrael it's klali yistik HaTorah. It's more general. Torah chutz la'aret oseket betikun nefesh apratit, bedagata lechomriyuta v'ruchaniyuta, lezikucha v'taluta v'chayei sha'a v'chayei olam, aval rak betor nefesh pratit. Lo kein Torah Eretz Yisrael היא דואגת תמיד בעד הכלל, בעד כללות נשמת האומה כולה. הפרטים אינם מתכנסים בקרבה בכללה, הם מתעלים בעילויה, מתעטרים באטרתה, עטרת תפרת לעמוסי בטן שהם עתידים לתחדש כמותה, ולפאר ליוצרם על שם כבוד מלכותו. גם אותו העילוי שמן הפרט להכלל עם כל מרחב התורה, בייחוד על מרחב הרעיונות של אמונה ויראת שמיים באמת, גם זה עצמו חידוש נשגב ונעלה של תורת ארץ ישראל. Says the Rav, that in Chutz Laaretz we're dealing with the individual, elevating the individual, making the individual more spiritual. In Eretz Yisrael, it's different. Torah Eretz Yisrael is chaya klal, for the soul of the nation. Everybody together. We all have to glorify God's kingdom. So that's part of the chiddush of Torah Eretz Yisrael, that the prat is elevated to the klal, and that's the type of Torah we're supposed to learn, and that's the type of avodah we're supposed to do. When we went to Gullus, we had to take care of the Yechidim, because that's what Gullus is. Gullus is a lot of pockets of Jews in a lot of different places. And we don't have everybody together in Eretz HaKodesh. But now we're back in Eretz Yisrael, so now we have this unity, and we have the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, so things have to change. We have to be more klaliistic. The Rav writes in Oris Yisrael, page Kuf Samech Vav, Ata kasher ator shel atchiya leumit bechlaluta lechol hakeifa ba eleinu, mukhachim anachnu la'amid matzavei nefesh ke'elu she'yavilu otanu mitoch atchiya neshmatit apratit letchiyata shel ha'uma bechlal. Now that we have this national reawakening in all of its vastness, so we have to establish ourselves in such a way that our individual neshama brings the flowering, the resuscitating of our individual neshama should bring to the resuscitating of the whole nation. So we can't be as yechidim anymore. Now we have to be a klal. That's number one. Number two, bisus kol chayei ha'umah liyesod ha'ruchani alyon shela. And this establishing the nation's life, it has to be based on ruchnius, because we're not a goof of that in a shama. Hayom hazeh niyeta alam l'Hashem Elokecha, Chazal say that this is talking about when we stood at Har Sinai. From then on, we're an Am Kadosh. Then we became a nation. Says the Rav in the article of Mahalach Ideot B'Yisrael, בכנסת ישראל במעמדה ניסה ונשגב בימים מקדם ימי פריחתה והתחלת גידולה נדור המדבר, when we started growing, הגיע בנשמתה המזהירה בתעופה גדולה, we get very elevated, למקור האורה העליונה, to the source of the great light in Mamad Har Sinai, and then we knew God in truth, את תכונתה הלאומית השרישה במעמקי הידי האלוקית הצלולה, no more physicality, now we're a spiritual nation. B'chol avat esh oz avata, with our Avas Hashem, the fire of Avas Hashem. U'b'chol teferet hod ram gvurata v'im barak nig b'irkei nigha. And with all the glory of the splendor, of the power of the Jewish soul, of the Idea Elokit, the godly idea. Chatma la tachotem shel chotmelu miyuta. That's the stamping of our nationhood. Our nation is that we are a nation of godly people. And in our nationalism is our godism, is our spirituality, is our connection to the Ribono Shel Olam. So we cannot establish a Am Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael, based on a chiloni, a secular basis. Hamatbea, says the Rav in the Ma'amrei Araya, page 280. Hamatbea chilonit shel umiyut b'Yisrael is ziyuf nora. This chiloni, the secular stamping of Jewish nationhood, is a ziyuf. It's counterfeit. It's a terrible counterfeit, and therefore it can't last. The Rav writes in Orot Yisrael, page Kuf Samechei, Yafshar lanu ledaber adbar tchia lumit klalit im lo nedaber b'inyan tchia pratit shel kol neshama u'shema b'fnei atzmo. We can't talk about the klal being reawakened if we don't talk about every individual soul being reawakened. B'chlal, the Rav writes in the Inaya Shabbos, page 214, B'chlal enoshiyut shlitat peulat chaya chevra gdola hi ad shebolat el tochat atchuna yichidit shel chaya prat. So the work of the greater community swallows up the individual when you're dealing with community. Because the individual has to give for the community. That's why we make ourselves a community. If everyone's just for themselves, then there's no community. So when you're dealing with individuals, there could be a stira. Am I going to worry about my own money or worrying about the money of the community? Worrying about my own welfare, the welfare of the community. But when it comes to Kedusha, it's the same thing. Every individual builds their neshama, and that builds the neshama of the klal. Because that's the yisod of the ruchnis of the klal, the ruchnis of the prat. V'alkein tchiyat ha-neshamot b'talei tchiyah amitit, the reawakening of the souls in the dew of true reawakening, of holiness, of emunah, of Yerushamayim, harei chelek ha-yoter me'akev b'atchuna shel ha-tchiyah ha-leumit, that's me'akev. You can't have tkuma, you can't have reawakening if we're not, if the yechidim aren't reawakening their souls. And we have to know that our souls come from the souls of the klal, like the Rav writes in the Shemona Kvatzim, Kovetz Aleph, Kuf Samach Aleph, Ein liyachid shibisrael neshama ki im lekucha miklalut ha'uma, zoti haskula shel goy echad ba'aretz. A yachid shebi Yisrael only has a soul taken from the klalos ha'uma. That's what it means. Goy echad ba'aretz. We're one nation where all of our souls were taken from the one soul of Am Yisrael. The Rav writes in Ma'amrei Araya on page 74. Nishmat ha'uma v'neshamot ha'yichidim mehut achat lam ba'am nifla zeh. The neshama of the nation and the neshama of the individuals is one soul. One of the chesronos of nationalistic thinking, the Rav writes in Shemona Kvatzim and Kovetz Aleph Tafresh Nun, Sheina maspeket karaui et inyan haprat, והפרט יש שלפעמים תביעותיו הן גדולות, וכשאינן מושלמות בין בצורתן הרוחנית, בין בצורתן החומרית, נעשה הכל נפגם בכוח הכלל, גם הוא אינו איתן. So the problem is the prat sometimes has needs, and when they're not taken care of, then everything is pogrom, everything is blemished. The Rav writes, והדאגה הזאת של תחיית הנשמה היא מונחת עמוק בלב הקדושים המאמינים בתמימות לב אשר לא נתקו כפות רגליהם יסוד הקדושה חיים על פי התורה והאמונה בתורת השם מקור החיים העליונים. And this worry for the tchia, for the reawakening of the soul, is deep in the hearts of holy people who believe. This is what's necessary. We have to live al pi Torah, emunah b'Torah Hashem. כמו שנשתכחה דעת אלוקים מהחלק היותר גדול של עוסקים בטכניקה ובדחיות מעשיות של התרבות האנושית. וכמו שהתרבות המודרנית בכלל היא סובלת מחשכים באין שיעור מצד המחלה של שכחת השם, ככה סובלת מזה גם כן התחייה הלאומית. So what happens? What's the problem with the תחייה הלאומית? The tzaddikim understand that the nation has to be built based on the yechidim. All the yechidim have to build up their neshamas, and then the whole nation's neshamas build up. V'ze nishtakeach. This need for the binyan of the yechidiyut mitoch binyan haklali, the tchiyat haneshamot b'talei tchiyah amitit, nishtakeach mikol haskanim amfursanim shel tchiyat ha'umah. They're coming with a secular perspective, and they forgot that Klal Yisrael is the soul. And they come from this materialistic place, and they forgot also, as we read before, I skipped a line, I came back to it. They also forget the Asa Elokim Chayim. They don't remember Hashem. They're coming from a materialistic perspective, and then that's where they get their nationalistic ideas from. Ha'olam sovel mipnei shechach et hakodesh. The world suffers because they forgot the holiness, and they're going to leave their suffering when they remember the holiness. והחלוצים של התחייה באמת בוחים הם לעסוק באלו שתי עבודות ביחד, תחייתו של השכל הלוקי בתוך המדע המעשי לכל מחלקותיו, והתחייה של הנשמה הלוקית בתוך התחייה הלאומית לכל מערכותיה המעשיות. And those who are really the pioneers of the תחייה have to do both. They have to reawaken the שכל הלוקי, the godly intellect, in the world of Maisa. You have to have both. You have to have the tchiyah of the neshama elokis and the tchiyah lumis and the national and the physical and the material. The Rav writes, ha'umah shelanu tibaneh v'tetkonen tashuv leitana lemechonot chaya kulam al yedei ma she'amuniyot של היריות שלה, דיינו התוכן האצילי המקודש של הלוקי שלה יתפשט, יתקבר, ישתחל ויתאמץ. Our nation is going to be built when the emuniyot and the yirayot, when the amuna, not the amuna of individuals, but the whole nation. Everything has to be filled with amuna. The amuna has to be based on yisod ha'chem ha'kalim shel ha'uma, and the yirashamayim. And it has to be spread. Kol b'nei ha'uma yavo l'omek ha'amet shel nekuda zo, v'az b'kol melei gvura, v'oz yachrizu al atzma b'alaman b'kol gadol l'chu v'nashu v'al Hashem. All the people who are building the nation realize this, and they'll say, well, yeah, let's all come back to Hashem. Tshuva, tshuva demet tiyeh, and it's going to be real tshuva. This is from Oras HaTshuva. Tshuva machon gvura tiyeh, v'tshuva titein oz v'tatzumot l'chol hasifim ha'masim v'aruchaniyim l'chol ha'lechot kulam, hadrushot l'vinyan ha'uma v'shechlula l'yikitzita l'tchiyah, l'tordedut emdata ha'inayim tipakachna, ha'neshama tazach, ora tavrik, yavrik, me'ofa yitgadel v'im nivra, am nivra yakum, am gadol atzum v'rav, or elekim ba'lav, וגדולת לאום לא כלבי יקום קרי יתנסה. And then we're going to have this great awakening. It's going to be tshuvas emes, and everybody's going to come back, and there's going to be an awakening, and the neshama is going to be purified, and the light is going to be shining, and it's going to be elevated, and a new nation is going to be created, a great wonderful nation that the light of God is on them. They're going to be like a lion. And number three, the Rav said before, you have to have hatama gemuras, and this is building what we just spoke about, was building al basis ruchani elyon, on a higher spiritual basis. And in addition, there also has to be hatamal chaya kodesh, chod kodesh and chol have to be matim. There has to be a consistent, the holy with the secular. They have to work together. And that's the problem. The problem is when they don't work together. The Rav writes in Pinkasei Raya, Amud Taf Yud Bet, מה עוד סוד צערי הגדול שבשבילו אני סובל כל כך מחווי נפש וגוף שבגינו אינני מוזר לאחי ונחרי לבני עמי? זהו הצער הגדול שמיות כבוד שמיים ששכחת שם השם. He says, the Rav says, you know what's making me physically and emotionally ill? And because of this people think I'm crazy? Is that I have such צער על מיות כבוד שמיים that people forgot the name of God? ביותר מכל מדיבני העניין של שכחת שם השם אלוקי ישראל אבינו מעולם ועד עולם בעצמותה של התעוררות הגדולה אשר לתחייה הלאומית. He says, it mamish kills me. Not mamish kills me, but it kills me. That we have this national reawakening and they forgot the name of Hashem. איני יכול לדרוש ולטעון מליצות מוגבלות על דבר שמירת הדת וכיוצא בה. נשמתי צועקת בקרבי, רוחי נוהם כערי, אוי לבנים שוכים את אביהם, וכל קוראים ממרומים, אוי לו לאב שבניו שכחו, וממעמקי סתר חיוויון רוח צח נושב, וכל דממה דקה נשמע, בן יקיר לי אפרים עם ילד שעשועים. I have this, my neshama is crying out. I can't talk in a limited way about just keeping specific halachas. He also spoke about that. But like in a big way, forgetting Hashem. Woe unto the father that his children forgot him. And then there's this wind that's blowing that says, HaBen Yakir Li Ephraim Yim Yelad Shashuim. Ephraim, the Mekukul Shebebanim. Zoviet of Rezar, not Ephraim. Ephraim, the Shevet Ephraim. Not the individual. And yet he's a Yelad Shashuim. God has mercy because of his school of pnimis. All these little reasons that are interconnected, I have bitachon that all of these reasons halchot v'nasot b'olam b'olamenu apnimi kulan in ha'arot mofiyot l'chvod Hashem b'siguf shmo shizrach be'odo v'yigale v'yirei aleinu b'chol adrat kadsho. And everything is all part of Kavod Hashem. And ultimately it's going to be revealed in all of its holiness. And then Obo Ovdim Eretz Ashur V'Nedchim Eretz Mitzrayim V'Shtachavu La'ar Hashem B'Ar HaKodesh B'Yerushalayim B'Mirah B'Yameinu Amen. And then eventually we're going to see the Geula. So the Rav is Amun, it's going to happen, but he still davens for it. Like the famous Vasemes we've discussed in the past. He writes that in Purim, Tafresh Lama Dalit, that Derech HaTzadikim, even though they know the Yeshua is going to come, they still daven. And if they don't daven, then they don't get to see the Yeshua. So there has to be a hatama of kodesh and chol. The Rav writes in Olat Raya in the Siddur, page Simsam and Shinsam of Zion. Mitzad chokhmah aliona, as far as the machshava of Hashem, b'yisod kol maaseh abriya, olam hazeh v'olam haba kulim gam kulim hem yachad. This world and the next world are one. The very beginning, in the idea of reality, everything was one. This world, the next world. V'chol ha-mechazek et ha-olam ha-ba, mechazek et ha-olam ha-zeh. V'yir mechazek ha-olam ha-bi, yir mechazek ha-olam ha-zeh. V'chol mechazek et ha-olam ha-zeh, mechazek et ha-olam ha-ba. V'yir mechazek this world, yir mechazek next world, they're equal. Haba lo sagi, you need both. Umna mitzad ha-tziur ha-olami ha-ruchani, ba-anachat ha-kdarim ha-rishonim la-dargaot ha-metziut. Befoal, koneh ha-olam ha-zeh ba-olam ha-ba, kol echad et kidro. Then they have their own gdarim. So the metzius, there's Zikr, there's Tafel, there's Neshama, there's Guf, there's Olam Haba, there's Olam Hazeh. There's an ideal against Maisa. So in the world of Maisa, they're different. But in the ideal, they're one. They're all part of God's plan. ופשוט שכיוון שכבר יש קו ומחלק, אין העולם הזה תופס מקום כלל במקום שעולם הבא מאיר בתוקף המילוי. And this Havdala Metziutit, between the Dargis of Metzius, or Menachoshech, Kodesh Menachol, Neshama Menaguf, that's going to bring the Metzias to this to the Achdus in the end. And Lasid Lavo, we're not going to have, like the Ramchal says, Chalukav Guf and Neshama, Olam Hazan, Olam Haba. We're just going to have one world. Everything's going to be Kodesh Kadoshim. But right now in this world we have a difference. In the world of Metzius, there's this world and there's the next world. But in the end, it's all going to be reunited again. We're going to have one world without a chaluk of guf and Hashem and olam hazeh and olam haba. We're going to have one holy world. Okay, so that's a little bit about the Rav's vision of our Tchiyah Lumit and the Mitzvah Shem. We have a tons more to talk about. So Hashem should just give us life. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetie.